Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with NCBA's Ethan Lane on the MOU between USDA and FDA in just a moment. When you sell your cattle with Superior Livestock, they're all about getting top dollar on each and every one of your animals. Danny Jones, president of Superior Livestock, says one way that they do that is to encourage cattle producers to become BQA certified. Identifying your cattle ranch as a BQA certified operation allows cattle buyers to know you do the right thing.
If your ranch is BQA certified, then we want that up when your cattle sell, because it sends a message. Not only have you taken the time to go get that BQA certification, and hopefully it's creating more value in your cattle, but it also tells a buyer not only your vaccinations being handled right, and that sort of thing, but also says that you care about what you do. Buyers want to know that you're proud of what you produce, and we want to help you recognize that.
Learn more by going to superiorlivestock.com or call 1-800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. We're talking today with Ethan Lane, National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Ethan, it's inauguration day, so I know that there's a lot of things that kind of swirling around these executive actions that the president is, new president's going to be issuing almost immediately. But the last full day in the office for Secretary Sonny Perdue signed a memorandum of understanding with FDA regarding animal agriculture biotechnology.
Well, the MOU is the product of quite a long conversation dating back several years about the division of regulatory authority between USDA and FDA on biotechnology and gene editing in cattle moving forward. And, we're pleased to see this progress. Obviously, like a lot of things, progress has been slowed over the last year because of the coronavirus pandemic and all of the challenges that has put up in front of some of these processes. But this is good business. This is agencies like FDA and USDA figuring out how to share authority in some of these newly emerging technology areas. We've seen it before on things like fake meat labeling and cell cultured meat. It's a necessary part of a complex federal system that from time to time, as new technologies emerge, these agencies kind of figure out who's going to cover what part of the turf. And so we're happy to see this. It is inauguration day, and we are seeing both the tail end of a flurry of action by the Trump administration and expecting a similar flurry from the new incoming administration later today. We're hopeful that things like this are sort of left out of that quick judgment bin and instead allowed to mature, since they are the product of quite a long conversation between these agencies.
Now, of course, the concern of animal agriculture has been FDA's decision to basically treat gene editing, the biotechnology processes, as a drug. I know that was a major hiccup or a major slowdown to anything going forward.
It has been. That's sort of a little bit of the nuance of the importance for why we need USDA in this conversation. Put simply, they understand animal agriculture in a way that the Food and Drug Administration just does not. It's not their bailiwick. So that's the reason for the need to divide this authority and ensure that we have the subject matter experts inside the federal government engaged in this conversation. We're hopeful this is going to create the avenue to do just that.
I guess what clearly this will be now in President Biden's court, I guess your hope is that Mr. Vilsack will pick this up and move forward.
That certainly is our hope, that like a lot of different regulatory actions we've seen over the last few months, we know they're taking a look at those and looking at the impacts of each of them individually rather than kind of swiping them away with a broad brush. We appreciate that approach. We think that's the smart approach to this. Let's not throw out good work simply because it was done by the previous administration. So we're hopeful that this will fall into that bucket and that we can move forward and continue making progress on this.
I guess the one thing that you're going to have to learn to navigate more so than anything else may be climate change.
Without question. They have been very clear that climate change is going to be a hallmark of this administration. Once they get over the hump on this coronavirus pandemic response, we expect that to be the beginning, middle, and end of almost every conversation we have over the next couple of years. We have a great story to tell in the cattle industry, in the U.S. cattle industry in particular. We have the most sustainable model in the world for producing cattle and beef. And we're excited to help the new administration understand just what a solution to climate change we are in our current form, not to mention, you know, the potential we have down the line with improved technologies. But that's a conversation we've already started having with the transition team. They've been very receptive to that. And we look forward to working with them to try to find some ways to make sure that, that cattle production is being treated as the solution that it is, rather than the problem that some in the media would like to make it out to be.
Ethan Lane of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HiBid.com. HiBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HiBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search and it's easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HiBid.com, that's HIBID.com, and see what everyone's talking about.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.